Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
To British Tech Missy here on the British Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, and I am your go-to advice girl for all of life's burning questions. Used to be tech, but now it's anything. If you have questions regarding technology, relationships, food, career choices, parenting, I'm your go-to girl for all of life's burning questions. Trust me, if you have questions, I have answers. Shall we get started? Let's. Well, it looks like the first question comes to me. Oh, this is one of my first non-tech questions. It's kind of exciting. When you get your first dollar that someone gives you for a business, when you open a business and they frame it and put it on the wall. I might frame this one. I might print it out and frame it and put it on the wall right here next to my desk. So I'll always remember it. Dear Missy, I am very excited to be a part of the 2012 Olympic opening games. I have my tickets and I can't wait to see the show. My question is, there are so many rules governing the Olympics. I am nervous as to what to wear. A fashion question! Can you help me? Thank you so much, Harold of London. Oh my gosh, Harold of London, of course I can help you. You know, the Olympic Games, hold on. Sorry, I just had to take a drink, I'm so thirsty. The Olympic Games have a lot of sponsors and a lot of sponsorships. And sponsorships are great because the sponsors provide money or as it is known in the world of economics, capital, to the Olympic Games, which allows the Olympic people to do more stuff and do it on a bigger scale, which is great, right? And the sponsors give a lot of capital to the Olympics, and in return for that, they want to get kind of a ROI. It's an ROI. I just looked this up before the show. When you give money to someone and then you want to get money back and you want to get something for what you gave, it's called a ROI, a ROI, and they want a ROI on what they give, and it's only right. So as part of that, as part of that, they want to make sure that everyone that comes uses those sponsors. For example, McDonald's or Coca-Cola. And it's a big deal with Coke. It's a big deal. Whenever you're doing anything Olympics, you know, Coke's a sponsor. So they don't want any kind of Pepsi product there. Certainly not in the stadium or on your person. I mean, you really couldn't, you know, wear a Pepsi. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hold on. Hey everybody, I'm back. I had glanced down at the Mountain Dew shirt I was wearing today. I was doing the Dew. And I realized that green just does not come across great on camera. So I ran upstairs and I was looking for something gray to wear. And oh gosh, look, it's a Diet Coke shirt. So thank you for bearing with me while I changed that. I'm still kind of thirsty. Oh gosh, it's a bottle of Coke. Oh, and it's got the Olympic rings on the front because Coke is a sponsor of the 2012 Olympic Games. Imagine that. And it was right here all along. Let me take a sip. Oh boy, that tastes tons better than the Pepsi product Mountain Dew that I was drinking earlier. We're all better now. And Harold, back to your question. I just recommend going in a solid color. Learn from me, Harold. I think a solid color would be best. You don't want to cause any kind of incident. In my case, an international incident with your choice of apparel. So stick to something solid and you'll be just fine. Shall we move on, everyone? Let's see here. Next question. Dear Missy, I'm in a quandary. A quandary? I love dairy. I love all dairy products. I'm a big fan of cheese. Love cheese, love ice cream. I love like creamer half and half in my coffee. I don't really drink it in my tea. I do drink a lot of hot tea. But I don't put dairy in it. It just doesn't seem right to me. In fact, one of the conversations on Twitter recently was between some of those lovely British Tech Network folks who were talking about how the tea tastes different if you put the creamer in before you put the tea or the creamer in after you put the tea. I haven't tried it, but I think they're pulling my leg. But anyway, this question, she is in a quandary. Well, if you're in a dairy, you're in a happy place. So maybe it's a happy question. Wouldn't that be nice for a change? My boyfriend is French, and I'm American. Oh, and we're watching the Olympics together. Oh, isn't that sweet? See, the Olympics brings together people from all over. It unites not just countries, but people. I don't want to make him upset, but I would rather root for the United States, and I know that will not go over well with him. I don't want to cause a problem in our relationship. What should I do? Worried of Washington. Oh, worried of Washington. That is kind of a problem. Personally, for me, I am Team America, Team USA. But I can understand if you're sitting there watching it with your French boyfriend and he wants you to root for Team France, that could cause a divide and that could cause some hurt feelings, and that's never good. So here's what I would recommend doing, especially if you're there in Olympic Stadium. I do believe that McDonald's is a sponsor. And I think to show your solidarity, just head on over to one of the McDonald's booths there. Just get one of their jumbo orders of French fries. Do you see where I'm going with this? You see, you might be sitting there drinking your Coke product because they are a sponsor of the 2012 Olympics. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that you can't be nibbling on some French fries. And I think when your French boyfriend sees you eating those French fries, you will have bridged any kind of trouble right there. That red box of McDonald's French fries is like a bridge over troubled waters. Am I right? You know I'm right. So you just go munch on those French fries, worried of Washington, and don't worry about the games. All right, let's move on. Last question. Dear British Tech Missy, how do they keep the Olympic torch lit for that long? Oh, and they didn't sign their name. This is a great question. The Olympic torch is lit from an Olympic place in Greece. Now, that's not like the musical on Broadway. It's not lit from, New York. It's lit from the country of Greece. I think they're spelled the same way, so it's a little confusing, but Greece is actually a country, it's a place where people live. And it's lit from there. I believe the first Olympic Games were a myth that then became a real life thing. And they light it from the country, not the show, Greece. And then it travels to wherever the Olympic Games are going to be. And in this case, the Olympic Games are in London. I'm so jelly, jelly, jelly that I can't be there. And it's very tough for the flame because the flame has to go through a lot of the same hassles that you and I have to go through when we travel. Just think about it. Think about the nightmare that that flame has to endure when going through security at an airport. Right? I mean, sure, it's not wearing shoes, but just think of how hard it must be to either go through the scanner or to go through that like metal detector thing that you have to walk through and put your hands up and, you know, go around you. It's hard. It's difficult. It's difficult for the flame. Really just making sure that it's strapped in properly to the airplane seat alone, that's tough. It's tough. And it sacrifices a lot. I mean, when the airline, the flight attendant comes by and everyone else is drinking their beverages, their in-flight beverage, not the Olympic flame. It doesn't do well with liquids. Which is why I'm a little worried about it being in London. I don't know, something about rain. But yet it sacrifices and it keeps burning because that Olympic flame is dedicated to the spirit of the Olympics, to never stop, to keep going. So somehow it makes it from Greece to the host city all in one piece, and it burns brightly for the 4 weeks of the Olympics until finally they put it out with a whole bunch of water. I think they're called the, they're the Olympic buckets. They have little rings on the side. They dump them, and the flame is out until the next 6 years rolls around. All right, guys, it looks like by the old clock on the Mac, it's time to wrap for today. Let me take one more sip of my Coca-Cola. Ah, that's the taste that refreshes. And you know what also refreshes? UK2.net. They are the fabulous British tech sponsors that provide the bandwidth that get me to you every single week. They're like an Olympic flame, aren't they? Because they never go out and they always burn bright. And they keep everything humming along. They've got some fantastic codes and specials and deals, and gosh, who doesn't love a special? If you're gonna buy something, you better buy it on sale, right? I don't know what they are, but I do know that you have to go to the BritishTechNetwork.com website where you will find the codes and then sign up through British Tech website. That way, UK2.net knows that we sent them some love. They won't know if you do it otherwise. Trust me on this. If you have any questions for next week's show, please send them to BritishTechMissy@gmail.com. And until then, I send you lots of Olympic-size hugs and kisses. Bye!